Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth
enough!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read. Spawn, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. How you feeling, Eddie?
Hey, I couldn't get better, Bubba. Hey, I am so excited. You know, I love horses, and I love horse racing. And the Derby. Boy, what a Derby. The 148th run for the Roses. Can you believe an 80-1 long shot? Rich Strike shocked the world and won the Kentucky Derby. And you know how much money was bet on that Derby? It was $49,709,884 on the Derby, and $501,135 was bet on the winner, Rich Strike. That's 1% of all the betting on the loser, on the winner, you know, at 80-1. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, let me say this. I was directly affected by a very large win. I didn't win any money, but I'll tell this story because we're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby in the next segment. First of all, I've never really gotten into horse racing because of the fact that it just seems like a big party and like a horse race happens to happen. I've had some cool moments. I'm going to tell two horse racing stories that I think you'll get a kick out of during the next segment. But not a huge horse racing fan, but I have some good horse racing stories.
Yeah, but what a name, Rich Strike. And they bought that horse for only $30,000.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thought he was going to win, but, you know, that's the beauty of the sports.
Yeah, of the Derby.
Yeah, any sport. And you can write it down on paper. This one's going to win, and that don't mean it's going to win.
No, it won't. And, you know, Donrell, he won in 1913 in a 91-1 long shot. Can you imagine that?
No, we'll talk about that more on the other side of this segment, Eddie. We'll see you real soon on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, I told you I had a couple of horse racing stories. You want to hear them?
Yeah, sure. You sure they're not jackass stories?
Well, I mean, they involve me. So yes, they are part jackass story. So a long time ago, I was driving over to my mother's house. The race happens on the weekend, so I was going over to my mother's house for some party on the weekend. And I had sports radio on, and they were talking about the Kentucky Derby. And the person that was on the show was talking about, I wish I could remember the name of the horse, but this horse had like 24-1 odds, nothing like what we saw this past weekend. But he was saying this horse runs really well on a wet track, so I think there's a good chance that he's going to upset whoever was the favorite horse. So I'm listening to that, and I get to my mother's house, and of course they have the Kentucky Derby coverage on. And I say to my mom, this is when I was in my early 20s, and I didn't have the kind of money where my mother was very upset that I bet this money. But I said, I put $10,000 on this horse. And my mother's like, what are you talking about? You don't have $10,000 to bet. And I was like, I have a really good feeling. And my mother is furious at me the whole time. I'm being chastised about how I'm so ridiculous. I don't know how to budget my money. I shouldn't be betting $10,000 on horse racing. I don't even know about horse racing. She's so disappointed in me. And that race starts. And my horse with the 24-1 odds comes out of the gate fast, and it is going heavy. And so I know that this is all bullshit, but this,
right.
I'm sorry. I know that none of this is true. And so I'm just kind of in the back enjoying the show, and they're coming around the final stretch, and this horse is still in first place, but the favorite is just about halfway up his body, and he's coming strong. And my mother, who couldn't care less about horse racing, is in front of that TV going, go, go, go. And right as they get to the finish, the favorite passes my horse, and my mother is so upset about the fact that I just lost all of this money. But I mean, I would have won 240 grand if this horse had won. So she's like, lost all this. I was like, Mom, I didn't bet the $10,000. She was like, oh my God, I can't. But she's like, I don't know whether to be mad or happy. And I was like, be happy, because have you ever enjoyed a horse race as much as you just enjoyed that horse race? years. And she said, no, you're right. To be able to have that much enjoyment and then have the payoff of knowing that the loss didn't matter was great. My other horse racing story is that a few years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, there was a horse that won the Triple Crown. His name escapes me, but I was in San Francisco working a gig, and we went over to the Berkeley racetrack, and I went to bet, and I put that horse in, and what I meant to do was a trifecta, which, if right. I'm not mistaken, I don't know these things very well. I wish I would have paid better attention, but I guess a trifecta is when you bet for three horses to come in first, second, and third. And right. it doesn't matter what place they come in. But I bet a perfecta, which means that they have to come in the order that you choose.
And oh, that's tough.
I bet the horse that was everybody thought was going to end up winning the Triple Crown, and he did. And I bet two other horses that had decent odds. And my payoff was going to be probably on a perfecta, it was going to be $1 million, but on a trifecta, which I thought I was betting, I think I put down $25. I think my return would have been like $15,000 or $16,000. I don't remember what it was. The numbers were big, but as you can probably tell, if you're a horse racing betting aficionado, you can tell I have no idea what I'm talking about, and that will go into this story. So anyway, I'm there with a couple buddies of mine, and the horses take off, and this horse wins, and the other two horses come in second and third. So I go
I go to
cash out, and I go up to the window and I hand my ticket over, and the person at the ticket taker says, "Ah, this is a loser." And I said, "No, I got 1, 2, 3." And they were like, "Yeah, but you have 2 and 3 out of order. This is a perfecta." And I look at my buddies. I was like, nobody could have corrected me on this. I was going to buy beers.
Lord.
But anyway,
that's not good.
I know. I thought I won big, but I didn't win big. But you know what? It's better to not win big on a $25 bet than to lose $10,000 when you don't have $10,000 to lose. So both of my horse racing stories, I feel like, are have happy endings. They're a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun thinking you're winning a lot of money, whether it's you think your kid's winning a lot of money or you think you are winning a lot of money.
Boy, when they just open that gate, it's just the thrill of seeing those thoroughbreds come out of that chute. And it's just, to me, it's awesome. I mean, because I love horses, and I'm a horse guy. And one thing about it, boy, when those thoroughbreds are wide open, and when you hear them, you hear that announcer say, "Going down the stretch, here they come," you know? I mean, it's just exciting.
It's interesting. And it's interesting to me because I've never been, but I've watched it on TV a million times, and I've never really understood, like, the getting dressed up and the women with their big hats. And I guess I need to go to experience
understand. You're missing a good party. I mean, it's party time.
That's what it is, though. Like, nobody really cares about the horses. They're there to party.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They
yes,
do
they
care.
Do. They're betting big money.
Yeah,
I mean, big money.
Yeah, but I know a bunch of people that aren't betting big money that still enjoy going. And
Mattress Mack out of Houston, he goes up there and bets $3-5 million on a horse.
All right. Well, let me tell you this other thing. So I a while ago did a podcast with a couple of funny guys, and one of them up and decided to leave us for a former member of NSYNC to do a show with him. And he put on his big boy pants and bailed on us to go do this thing. So he left the other two of us in the lurch, and it's been a few years now. And I got a text message saying, "Hey, y'all want to get the band back together?" And I said, "Oh, did such and such end up?" I don't want to call the guy out by name, but did such and such fire you? And he was like, "No, but they won huge on Rich Strike, and I think he's going to fire everybody. So I'm looking for something else to do." But I may end up doing that because I feel like it was a pretty good show. But I found that funny, you know, back with the tail.
Who was the NSYNC guy?
Oh, am I going to throw a guy's name out there and say he just won a bunch of money on the Derby?
Oh, my heck, yeah, I would in a minute.
All right, so you know NSYNC. I'll give you hints so you can narrow it down.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. He's a Florida guy.
Aren't they all?
Well, yeah. Well, Curly head boy. What's his name?
It's not him.
He's a Memphis boy.
It's not him. It's not Justin Timberlake.
It's Kirkpatrick.
Nope. It's not Chris Kirkpatrick either.
No, you got to be kidding. He's the lucky one out of the whole bunch.
Well, it's not him. It's not the kid that went to space or wants to go to space. I can't remember if he went or if he wants
He's already in space.
So that should narrow it down for you. There were only four of them. But anyway, yeah, I guess he won big. I don't know what he won or how he won, but all I know is that that my buddy, my good buddy, is looking for another show to do now because he's out of job because somebody won big on Rich Strike.
That's good.
Oh yeah.
What a heck of a name for a horse, Rich Strike.
Yeah, I mean that's juxtaposed. That's cool. Strike Rich is what anybody who bet big on him, they struck rich.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Oh my goodness gracious. You place those bets with a hope and a prayer. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let me put, you know, a couple hundred, $300 down on this. Boom. At 80 to 1. I'm going to hit, if he wins, I'm going to hit pretty big.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me to look at this too. And Donnie Rail, is that how you pronounce it? 1913 to 2022, so 109 years, and those are somewhat relatively close odds, 91 to 1 and 80 to 1. Though that you would think that just from the pure multitude of Kentucky Derbies that have been run, that there would have been long shots to win a lot, but I guess really these horse prognosticators know what they're talking about, and so they get thrown a wrench. I mean, what was the deal with the Kentucky Derby? I didn't watch. Did it rain? Was it really dry? Were there circumstances that made this horse run so well?
Well, what was really odd is that the last race, he just barely got in because another horse, he just got in lucky. But his previous race, they saw how longer he ran, the better and faster he got. So all of a sudden, when they went down the stretch, you know, you had the two favorite, you know, horses, you know, neck and neck. And then all of a sudden, the Rich came out of nowhere and blew their doors off. And so I'm just telling you, he's a long distance horse. And he can run.
So do we have no shot at a Triple Crown with this horse? Or
do you think
there's a shot?
Yeah, because, you know, both of these tracks coming up are long tracks. Hmm. And he runs better. Hey, as he strides, as he gallops harder and harder and harder, he gets faster and faster and faster. So the longer he goes, the better off he is.
That is the exact opposite me. The farther I go, the more winded I get, the more I slow down. And so I'm definitely not a Triple Crown winner. I'm not even a Single Crown winner. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are mouthing off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Eddie, MLB umpire who tossed Madison Bumgarner, issues an apology. What'd you think?
Well, I think that, something? I don't care about what he says, what was taught him 15 years ago to umpire every game as if his children were sitting in the front row. Well, let me tell you something. Your children will be hearing the same vulgar language that came out of Baumgarten's face as his pie hole right in your face. He would hear that. So why don't you look like you were giving him a manicure? I mean,
it was creepy.
It was weird.
Yes.
And you know what? What I find really strange is he didn't want to kick him out of the game for any substance on his hands because he would be out for 10 games. You see what I mean? So, in other words, he threw him out for vulgar, activity.
So you're saying you think Madison Bumgarner had a sticky substance on his fingers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and the umpire
I'm an ex-pitcher. I know how that works.
The umpires, yeah, but they're looking at that heavy now. I can't imagine anybody. They're actually trying to figure out a couple of substances that can be used to give the guys grip without it getting to the point of being cheating, which they think it is if you use the spider tack. So baseball's looking into giving them something to put back on their fingers to make it sticky. Which is interesting because they're not going to be able to test for it anymore. So if you go over to the guy's thing, I mean, I don't understand. I guess it's one of those things. You either let it go or completely cut it off is the only way to go. But it is getting ridiculous watching these guys.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Stick'Em?
Yeah.
You know they put on the bats?
Yeah.
Okay, how come a pitcher can't use, he can't now. They don't bat anymore. But before, he could have used a Stick'Em, you know what I mean?
I don't think that you can put Stick'Em or pine tar on the part of the bat that is making contact with the ball because the ball would come off the bat.
It's under the trademark, but the bottom line is you grip it, you reach up and grip it with your gloves, right?
Yep.
So to get the leverage on the handle. Okay, what's to say that I don't have Stick'Em on my hands if I was a pitcher? And well, you gonna come out and tell me that I can't use Stick'Em? All I had to do was not wear batting gloves.
I think the difference is, and I understand what you're saying, but I think the difference is that when you're batting, you need to have a grip on the bat It's sort of like the same thing as like having the glove tight so your glove doesn't fly off. The bat needs to be stay in the hands, but the reason it can't go over the trademark is because if you put pine tar on a bat, it connects the ball different. You get a lot more spin, and you can hit a lot more hard line drives, and the ball will do funky things. And that's what the pitchers were using spider tack for.
And you know something? And that's part of the game. That's what's really good. Are you outsmarting it? Are you stealing their signs? Are you doing this? You doing that? It makes it really intriguing. Baseball is a smart man's game. You got to have brains to play baseball, and you got to have talent to play baseball. And it's not like running up in court and just shooting a basketball and running back down the court and not defending anybody. You know, you got to play defense in all aspects of baseball. And you got to know where that hitter hits. You got to know his strike zone. You got to know not to throw him a high fastball or he'll put it in the bleachers for you. And you got to, you know, you got to study the game. And each pitcher and catcher and most infields and outfielders, they have to study where each guy hits balls. And then they move that way. And a pitcher needs to know where his outfield is positioned. That way he throws the ball where they will hit it that way. And there's a lot of little tricks of the trade that most fans don't know. And that's what makes baseball so great. And that's why I call it America's pastime, because it is. Baseball is a thinking man's game. It really is.
Yeah, you know, it's a thinking man's game, but at the same time, it can be overthought, because I know you and I kind of disagree on this, and I hate to even stick my finger in the bee's nest, but if you take Joe Maddon and his use of the shift and how it changed baseball, it can be overthought. And sometimes I think with these regulations, they're overthinking it. It's not as if when these pitchers were using spider tack on their fingers that hitting an offense was so down that they needed to make a change. I feel like these pitchers were looking for a way to get out of the hitters. It's been more than a decade. It's been three decades of hitting in baseball. And the pitchers, I mean, the argument comes up. You know, I love the thought of raising the mound back up and giving those pitchers a better angle and making it harder to hit, because I like little bloopers that go over the second baseman or the shortstop, and I like hitting a gap and getting it in between or hitting it right up the middle and getting it through more than I like, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs. So I feel like the regulating of things sometimes is necessary. I don't know if going after the sticky substances. They talk about speeding up the game. Now they've got pitchers coming off the mound and having to go over to an umpire. Most of the time they just barely touch their fingers. It's almost just on camera. We're doing what you've asked us to do. It doesn't seem like they're really trying to figure anything out. But
no.
But the
you remember back in the day, you go back and watch – for all our mouthing off nation, you need to go back and watch some video of Gaylord Perry and Joe Niekro.
The spitballers?
Those guys really did. They knew how to do it. Yeah. And Gaylord Perry, he demonstrated how he would hide his stuff. You know what I mean? And he would put certain little substances, you know, under his toe. You know how a baseball shoe folds over, you know, when you tie the shoe and then you fold it over with the lip, and he would put it underneath there, and he'd act like he's tying the shoe, and he'd put it on his glove, and then he'd put it on the thumb of his glove, and he just hit it, and then he put it on the ball and make that ball do all kind of things. And then Joe Niekro, which is Phil Niekro's brother, he got caught with a filing. He never lived that down because when he pulled his pocket out, there it went. It went flying in the air.
Hey,
but in, real once cool. it's on video, it's always on video.
Yeah. Hey, would you be opposed to me borrowing one of your segments real quick?
Go ahead.
All right, good. Here we go. I don't think you saw this one because it's relatively new news right now, but Reed Detmers of the Anaheim Angels last night threw a no-hitter, which is rare in baseball these days because it seems like if you go into the seventh or eighth inning with a no-hitter, your manager is going to pull you out of the game and bring in the relievers, which happened in the Mets-Phillies game the other night. They threw a combined no-hitter. The Mets did against the Phillies. Well, I want a jabroni of the week, the Los Angeles Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, because they put on their Twitter page, Angels beat the Rays 12-0. This is what a real no hitter looks like.
Yeah, well, it's the truth.
Well, I guess you're right. Maybe I regret making them the jabronis of the week, but
yeah, but you should have made the Mets the jabroni of the week.
Well, it's
I can tell you one thing, that's what baseball is for. If I got if I'm pitching a no hitter going into the ninth or the seventh, don't you pull me out, you idiot?
Yeah, they do these days.
Yeah, for what?
I don't know. I the reality of it is, though, I feel like trolling
That's sissy baseball.
I feel like trolling the Mets on Twitter, though. It's kind of a jabroni move. Maybe just enjoy your no-hitter and throw up there, hey, Angels defeat the Rays 12-0. Reed Detmers, a guy you've never heard of, throws a no-hitter. And right. Just enjoy your win. No need to drag the Mets in your Twitter feud. But hey, listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now. Now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the NFL dropped their schedule today, and there is a lot of stuff to talk about. The first Thursday night game will be between the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers at Arrowhead.
And, ooh, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. The international games, Seattle and Tampa, will go in Munich, Germany on November 13th. Which is the first time they're playing in Germany, to my knowledge, which is going to be fun to see how the Germans enjoy having the Bucs and the Seahawks. That's too big. I mean, really, Tampa is the big draw there because Tom Brady will be coming. Seattle, I don't know that they'll be the same as they have been in the past. They lost their quarterback, so we'll see how things go. But three games in London, Minnesota and New Orleans on October 2nd, the Giants and the Packers on October 9th, the Broncos and the Jags on October 30th, and the 49ers will play Arizona and Mexico City on November 21st. So that's a lot.
You know something? I just think that sucks. You know, going all over the world with America's game. You know, you need to keep them at home where they're fans. You're cheating the fans. You're charging fans so much money for tickets, and now you're cheating them out of a game.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there, although they're trying to grow their brand, which, I mean, we can talk about whether or not that's a worthwhile endeavor. Going out and playing games in Germany, which Germany is a large international money market these days. But the NFL wants to grow their brand, and it was one London game and then one London game and one Mexico City game. Now they're playing five international games, so we'll see how it goes. I'm sure that the players are going to tire of that kind of travel. It's probably cool for them in the beginning, you know, going to see these other countries, but at some point I'm sure that the union and the players association will step up and say, all right, enough is enough. And when they do, then we won't have to worry about it anymore. They're going to have a Monday night doubleheader. The Titans and the Bills will play, and then the Vikings and the Eagles an hour and 15 minutes after that. Is that a doubleheader, or is that
that's baseball talk?
That's two games that are happening pretty much at the same time.
Yeah, it's two football games.
Yeah,
and it's you know, that's ridiculous. It's like it. You know, they're just shoving it. You know, it's all about they want to make money off of the television rights, and they want to make money off the merchandise. And so I just wonder how much merch they're going to really sell when you got, you know, those big time soccer teams over there. It's like, you know, soccer is the king in Germany.
The interesting thing about this doubleheader is that the first game that starts at 7:15 is going to be on ESPN, the new home of Monday Night Football, and that 8:30 game is going to be on the mother network, ABC, where they've moved Monday Night Football from. So do you think that they're having some regret taking Monday Night Football off of the network airwaves and putting it on a cable station?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially now. I mean, they've had so many iconic announcers on ABC, Monday Night Football. It doesn't sound as good, ESPN, Monday Night Football. It's ABC, Monday Night Football. The guy who broke me in the business, Rune Arledge, he's the one who started that. And it's a network. It should be on every Monday night. On
yep.
ABC.
I agree.
And I guarantee you they would have better ratings.
Well, maybe they're opening the door.
Well, let me tell you something. They got two hot shots by Joe Buck and Troy Aikman that can pull the numbers for them. And they were the programming head at ABC is stupid not to move it from ESPN. Hey, I don't really care about ESPN is a cable network. You know what I mean? And they only going to pull so many numbers. But ABC is a network that gets to more people in one night than ESPN does. And that's just simple truth. So why not put that on the big boy and let it go and bring it back to where it used to be? And let them wear I wish they'd do a throwback, you know, with the old yellow jackets and stuff like that. It would be really cool to do a throwback.
Yeah. Well,
the whole year is a throwback with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman of Monday Night Football on ABC.
Well, I'll tell you this much. We won't be seeing any football games on Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2, but on the big network Fox, who has never sent any of their games to a cable channel, one of the most anticipated games of the upcoming season for ratings is the Cowboys at the Packers in Lambeau Field, and that will be a matchup between Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott, the quarterback that everybody talks about that doesn't really put up any numbers.
Yeah, the one who wears number four, who really never throws over four passes a game and completes them. And so, you know, he's an overrated guy. He's just very, very overrated, and they got the wrong kind of coach there. And he's just, you know, he's not a Brett Favre.
No.
He's, you know, a Brett Favre could go back and play right now. And play better than Dak Prescott, I guarantee you.
I don't think anybody will argue that.
You know, you can hear old John Vicenda say, when he used to do the NFL, you know, before he passed away, the NFL voice, you know, for NFL films, you know, and it's just so really iconic when you hear Lambeau Field. I hear his John Vicenda. And when you watch the old tapes of Vince Lombardi, Bart Starr, you know, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, Max McGee, Willie Davis, and all of those great Packer guys. And you know, Vince Lombardi was like Tom Landry. He not only taught those guys to be great football players, he taught them to be great business guys. And those guys back then wasn't making a lot of money. And he taught them, like Willie Davis, he bought a bunch of Burger Kings and he made a fortune. And that came from Vince Lombardi teaching them. And what are they doing today? You know, or all they got is a bunch of people hanging around them and taking their money. And that's what they're doing. Back then they didn't have that. And I think today, we've kind of overdone things in life, not only sports, but in life. We've really just abused our own selves and taken advantage of our own selves. And it's sad. You know, it used to be a kinder, gentler world, and people were better. People were better. People today suck.
They do
suck. This woke crap. You know, they do suck. They have no manners. They that woke generation. You know something? Woke yourself out the door, Jack. Because if you grab the wrong people, they're going to woke you out the door. And you're not going to like it. And so, you know, they only pick on certain guys they think they can beat up.
Yeah.
And you know something? That woke, you just suck. You know, you bunch of woke joke. You're jokes, and I'm not. I don't want to get too much on this because I'll get real heavy.
All right, well then let me cut you off. The other anticipated matchups, of the 22 of the 22 season will be the Broncos at the Seahawks. Russell Wilson returning to Seattle, and Seattle saying, "Hey, Russell, what did you do for us lately?" So hopefully he has more success in Denver than he did in Seattle. The Browns at the Texans, you're going to love that one. I don't know why it's anticipated that Deshaun Watson's returning to Houston, but I guess...
Well, he wants to meet all them women he took advantage of. That's what he's going to do.
Allegedly. Bills at Chiefs.
Well, you don't get arrested for
he wasn't convicted.
Well, who said he got arrested, didn't he?
Well, I mean, there have been a lot of people that got arrested that didn't get convicted. So you got to say that they're found not guilty. Hey, listen, Bills at Chiefs, Buffalo is going to try to get some revenge for the loss that they had in the divisional round last year. It's going to be a good game. Good young quarterbacks can be fun. But then you talk about the new school versus the old school. The Chiefs will face the Buccaneers in Tampa this year. Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, the legend. Yeah. Tom Brady. And then rivalry of coaches. The Patriots are going to be at the Raiders, and that's going to be Bill Belichick versus his disciple Josh McDaniels, who, like Bill Belichick, had a job, didn't fare well. They moved on from him, and now he's at another team. Are we going to see a dynasty in Vegas with Josh McDaniels? Because if he follows the Bill Belichick path, that is where it goes. So listen, quickly, Eddie, moving on from the NFL to the NBA. You told me you didn't see this, but Ja Morant, who is one of the young stars of the NBA for the Memphis Grizzlies, was injured in a playoff game against the Golden State Warriors. And this was crazy to me. You explained this to me because you had more physical contact in your career than I did. The worst I've had is that I hit myself in the head with a microphone every once in a while when I'm not paying attention. But basically what happened on this play was Ja Morant had the ball and he was dribbling, and one of the defenders sort of kind of open hand, I couldn't tell if he kind of ripped at or just kind of pulled at Ja Morant's kneecap, and Ja Morant is out for the rest of the playoffs with a knee injury. What are the odds of that? It seemed like a very soft foul, and the guy's knee is torn up now.
Well, you just got to grab the knee just the right way, and it'll tear.
Yeah, well.
And you know, your ACL, your meniscus, or you know, your MCL, they'll tear. And, you know, basketball players are not that big boned. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They're not all like Shaq. And they're thin, and they're long and thin. And he just grabbed it, you know, when he was probably, you know, taking a step at the same time. And he just at the right time at the wrong place, you know, and tore it up.
You know,
and that's bad.
I'm starting to wonder about Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, because not that long ago, a chippy foul took Kawhi Leonard out, not only for the rest of the playoffs, but I think he missed most of the next season with an injury that was a foul against him in a playoff game when it looked like the San Antonio Spurs were going to beat the Golden State Warriors, and they took out the Spurs' best player, Kawhi Leonard, with a foul. That one was definitely far less chippy than this one. That one deserved a suspension, if nothing else. But now, again, a star that looked like he had a chance to take out the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs, and bam, he's injured on a play that it looked like it was done on purpose to me. I mean, they're saying that the guy didn't grab onto the knee on purpose, but it didn't look like it was a lot of contact to me. But he clearly purposely went after the knee. So,
well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Are they playing football or basketball?
They're playing basketball.
Okay. Well, knees, there's only one ball in basketball.
Yes.
So that's the only ball you need to be going after, not after somebody's knees. You're not wrestling. You're not playing football. And, you know, why would you grab a guy's knee?
It's a strange
thing. Unless you wanted to hurt him.
It's a strange thing.
No, you wanted to hurt him.
Yes.
And they wanted to take him out, and they took him out.
It's disappointing. Ja Morant's a great player. It would have been fun to see Memphis have some success. I'm tired of the Golden State Warriors. But listen, Eddie, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, we did it. We're reaching the end. We made it over the mountain.
Hey, we're always up that mountain, man.
Yes,
sir. We're the king of the hill. And Mouthing Off, it doesn't get better than us. And you know, for all you Mouthing Off Nation, thanks for joining us each week.
Yeah, it is fun to get together with you and talk sports and do it in our own way. We don't necessarily go over the numbers and talk about what's going on exactly. We like to dig in a little bit deeper, and you know, that's the way.
Yeah, everybody talks. Everybody talks stats. You know what I mean? Let's talk. Let's mix it up a little bit and get stuff going. And that's what we do at Mouthing Off. We get it going, and. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some really good guests. It's going to be fun. When these guests start coming in, we're going to tear it up. I can't wait.
I look forward to that, Eddie. You know, it's the time in sports when, you know, we got the NBA and the NHL wrapping up, and then we're going to have only baseball for a short period of time. And then it'll be football season again, so we got to get them guests in so we have something to talk about, Eddie. We can't talk about umpires feeling up pitchers every week.
And that's what they were doing.
I still can't get over that.
Or replacing them, you know, with robots.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, is a robot going to go over and fill up a pitcher? You know,
no.
I mean, you know, what's going on over there?
I don't know. Baseball is such a fine line between too many rules and not enough rules and banging on trash cans and sticky fingers. And they used to worry about a guy getting a little bit of spit on his fingers, and now it's turned into something you can spray on there. So with the technology comes more problems. Do they just let it be?
I told you. I told you you had to have a brain to understand baseball.
Yeah, you do. I guess I don't have one because I don't understand.
No, I'm not accusing you of that. I'm just saying that, hey, bottom line is that's a thinking man's game.
Yes, sir. It's not a bunch of guys. It's not a bunch of guys running into each other, and it's not a bunch of guys running away from each other like the other big sports. But it's a thinking man's game. All right, Eddie, it's time to tell them goodbye.
Well, hey, thanks, Mouthing Off Nation, and JT. I'll see you next week. See you, everybody.